So talk to me about Luca.
I'm 23, and I just wanted to look for ways to make money online. Trying Forex and sticking to it was the best decision I could have ever made. Took $1,000, put it into account, had $1,500 left in my bank account. I was profitable, but I was doing different stuff that I was you were getting lucky, bro. You were trading so many different things. You really weren't doing the necessary things. Now, my strategy is so systematic. I got two type of entry type, things that I look for. And if neither of those, I'm just not trading. I'll sit there for hours and just be chilling. Start with those small numbers and be consistent with them so that over time, those big winners are going to hit and the numbers are just going to increase. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what trading is. I used to throw 10 lots and be damn, I'm lit. And now I'm throwing 30, 40 lots on a given day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which is it's beautiful. I love it. I love trading. I love getting better at it every single day.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader. We are back in the studio. So you already know we got a special guest in the building. With me right now is a fellow podcaster in the space, trader. He's always smiling, got great energy. You got nice hair too. You got some supermodel stuff going on there, man. Yeah, man. So we got Luca No Limit, as a lot of people know. He's the host of the No Limit podcast. What's up, brother? Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is
good to have you,
bro.
Man,
such a blessing.
Come on, man. It's an honor, bro. I think it's awesome when two people can do something similar but have so much love, respect
for each other.
And it's bro, that's what it's about, because we all have the same vision. We just want to elevate others. We want to get the word out about trading in this space, and it's just awesome, man. So it's an honor to be here with you, brother.
Thank you, bro.
And man, I'm interested in learning more about you, man.
Thank you, bro. Well, first off, I just want to say thank you, bro, because of course, you said game respects game, and I would be lying to say I don't take notes from your podcasts.
Yep.
I feel like one of the things I've been trying to do a lot more recently is every single day go outside, go on a walk, run, or whatever. I'm always listening to your podcast, bro.
Thank you.
No matter which day it is, I put it on. And one thing that's really awesome about trying to work out and listen to a podcast is when you're listening to it, I'll be listening to you or a person you're interviewing, and I'll get so into it, I forget I'm running. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you do such a good job interviewing, being enthusiastic and stuff. So I definitely take notes. So I appreciate you once again for having me on.
Yeah, man.
And for just everything you do for the industry.
Of course, man. To God be the glory for that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk to me about Luca, right? So how old are you, bro?
I'm 23.
You're 23?
Yeah, yeah.
And you are born and raised in LA?
So I'm from the Bay Area.
Okay.
I was born and raised
right
north of San Francisco. I live in San Francisco now.
Okay.
Making the move down to LA next month or so.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. A lot of big things on the way, but yeah, I'm 23. I started trading when I was 20 in 2020.
Okay, three years ago.
COVID. I feel like as COVID traders, we should get our own name. You know, there's Gen Z and Gen whatever. For us COVID traders, that should be their own name. I feel like that was such a big influx of traders in the industry during that time.
Yes.
A lot of people came out on top. A lot of people came out on the bottom.
You already know.
But yeah, a lot of trials and tribulations to get to where I'm at. But man, it was worth it. You know what I'm saying? It was worth it.
Definitely.
Never gave up. Never didn't believe in myself. And now I get to sit down with Forex Beginner Podcast.
Come on, awesome, man. Bro. Stop that, man. Yeah, You're trying to make me blush. Stop that.
It was awesome, all right.
So you got started when you were 20. Mm-hmm. You're 23 now. COVID's going on. Obviously, lockdown. We're all home, not much to do. How does that conversation get to you about day trading Forex? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's actually a great story. So I'm actually a college student. I feel like a lot of traders.
Right now, you're a college student.
I graduated. So
okay.
I did all 4 years, graduated just this last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, basically my sophomore year, when COVID broke out, I got sent back home from college. Didn't really know what to do. My parents were the most. At first it wasn't you can go out and do what you want. It was kind of stay at home. And I'm not someone who likes to sit around. You know what I'm saying? I try to be as active as possible. I do not want to sit around. And I just wanted to look for ways to make money online. I was as a freshman, I was lucky enough to be in the dorms where you have the cafeterias, you have that food and everything. But once my sophomore year hit and I'm living in an apartment, it was time to start making money, start paying for food and groceries on myself. And I was I didn't really have a job in college. You know what I'm saying? I was just having fun. I joined a fraternity and I was I need to find a way to make money. So, you research that online, drop shipping, you see all that type of stuff. And I came across trading from an Instagram ad in my college's, Barstool.
Yeah.
Every school will have an I'm Schmacked or Barstool Instagram. I literally saw an IML ad from there.
They were getting busy.
Wow.
2022.
People joined during 2020.
And that's so random to see that in there.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So one thing I'll say for everyone out there is be open-minded. Be open-minded in every aspect of life. If I wasn't open-minded, I would not be where I'm at today. Mm. Forex, you know how many people told me when I was trying to like learn at first how I was just like wasting my time and how it was a scam? And I still was like, oh, like, what's the worst thing to happen? Like, I can lose. Mm-hmm. But then it's a, you know, if a law, it's the learning lesson. You know what I'm saying? Losses are learning lessons. And I just felt like I might as well just try. You know what I'm saying? So I tried it. And I fell in love with it, right? When you kind of see blues on the screen for the first time, you press that buy and sell button. I mean, I'd be lying to say you don't get like...
You get addicted, bro.
You get addicted. Yes. When you see how easy it is, like, you know, people who I've been trying to show Forex now, like these days, are just trading in general. They're like, oh, like that's what you do type stuff. And there's so much more that goes into it. But once you see the accessibility of just being able to press buy and sell and make money from your phone, you know, what did IML used to say? Turn your phone to an ATM. You know what I'm saying? all those quotes and stuff. So yeah, bro. Like, that's one thing I try to like preach so much, on my live streams. I live stream now is just be so open-minded and like, just be open-minded. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Try everything. Yeah. Worst that can happen is you fail, but then you know that wasn't meant for you. But then guess what? If you try something and it works out, best decision you ever made. You know what I'm saying? And I can honestly say trying Forex and sticking to it was the best decision I could have ever made.
That's interesting, bro. Very, very interesting. IML was really getting creative with those ads. But you said something, and that's what I was going to allude to, but you spoke it. You said it. You got to be open to everything and anything.
Anything.
You have to. In order to reach and hit success in this day and age, you have to see something before it happens.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're going to miss out.
That's so true.
Bitcoin, as we just talked about. Yeah, you know what I mean? If everybody's talking about it, it's too late.
Too late.
You missed out. Same thing. Yeah, you missed out.
Yeah.
And so that's so interesting. So before trading comes into your life, and I want to go back there, but I want to pause for a second. What were you doing outside of school? Like, what were you doing to make money?
I love that. So I really wasn't doing much. The only really jobs I had was in high school. I worked at like a Christmas tree farm. I actually loved that. Once again, like you said, you're like, damn, you have good energy. You're always smiling. It's like, bro, imagine, in my opinion, I was like, what's something, because I've always had that mentality of like, I never want to work a job. I don't want to have a boss. Mm-hmm. But I was like, if I do something, what is something that like I'll be passionate about that I love? So I always would like help coach lacrosse. I'm a lacrosse player.
Oh, nice.
And I would do that. And then like Christmas tree farm stuff. And I was like, you know what? Like the Christmas tree farm is so like when you go pick up a Christmas tree with your family, is that not one of the most happiest times of the whole year? You know what I'm saying? At least in my opinion, that's what like it was like for me. So I loved working there and just seeing families come in and get to bring their kids in and help them bring the tree to their car and tie it up for them and stuff. So that was really it. That and like coaching lacrosse, I was blessed enough that I was a three-sport athlete. So my parents were okay with me kind of like not having to do that, which like I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? I'm super fortunate. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I went to college, like I said, my freshman year, I still had that like dorm food stuff. So I was like, fine. But then that sophomore year, I was like going low on funds, you know what I'm saying? I probably had like $2,000 in my name when I started to trade. But yeah, basically just like lacrosse and that. I mean, that was really the only really ways I was making money outside of, I mean, trading before trade. I really wasn't making anything, you know what I'm saying? Money was really like foreign to me until you learn about trading. But when you do, geez, oh my God, now, you know what I'm saying? I want more of it.
So were you still living with parents like while you're in school and doing this stuff?
Yeah, so kind of. So once I moved out, they did turn my room into something else, like an office, which is like completely fine. It's because it's like... they could use it. I have an apartment, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't still like, I still would go back and stay with them on the holidays, but like my actual apartment and stuff was on campus.
Okay.
And then when I graduated, I didn't move home. I went to Europe for a couple months. And then
what did you do out there? You had an internship or something?
No, bro, I just wanted to go for fun. I went to Europe twice this year too. I like just solo trips, bro. Like I'm really, like I said, open-minded. Like I learned so much from different people being in different like cultures and stuff. Like I said, be open to everything, bro. I want to go to different places and just learn stuff, because if you think you know it all, bro, that's why you're at where you are. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not open to new ideas and looking for new ways to improve your life in every aspect as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like I never was a really big person into like eating right or health or even like manifestation or stuff that like back in the day I'd be like, that is cringy. Like who really focused on that? And like now it's like we need that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like when it comes to being a trader. Trading has to do with like not only being like having your trading and strategy right, but you have to have your mental right. You got to be in physical shape. Like, you know what I'm saying? On my trading plan, there's like a certain like part of it that says if your mind isn't there, neither is you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if my mind isn't there, I should not be on those charts. Wow. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. It seems like to me, right, that you literally, if you see something interesting, you just jump in like happy-go-lucky, like, hey, let's give it a shot. All right. Yeah. So how long did it take for you to get profitable first?
Yeah.
And then what was that year or that time period of you before you got profitable? Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, I dove in pretty rough. I dove into IML, and I talk about this story on my live streams or whatever, but I talk about the story about how when I joined IML, I started with a $1,000 account. Mm-hmm. I had like probably, I think it literally was like $2,500 in my name.
Mm-hmm.
So took $1,000, put it into account, had $1,500 left in my bank account. And, you know, the person who got me into Forex, like, or into IML, he was like, he knew like a little bit of what he was doing, but like his guy who, like, you know, who's, I don't even know what they would call him, like the P6000 that's in charge of your little
upline
group. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I could just tell that he was just like, didn't know anything. And like, I just was like off the bat, it was kind of red flags. But back to like what we were talking about is my first trade. So you get put in this group chat where like so many signals are getting sent.
Mm.
So many signals are getting sent. And the first signal I decided to take was a JER 30 sell. And if you don't know JER 30, it's an indice.
Yeah.
And I was just learning basic Forex pair lot sizes. And it was on like a Hugo's way where like a 0.1 is like a 10 lot.
Yeah.
Like
nowadays,
you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
account was gone in my first trade.
Man.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine being 20 crazy. Or like, what was that, like 19 or something? Like thousand of your $3,000 to your name just gone in like in one trade going like.
That's insane, bro.
And. But I saw the potential, you know what I'm saying? Because the trade went into profit a little bit at first before, which I'm trying to flex that. Like, trade went into profit a little bit, which is, you know, whatever. But went into profit a little bit. And I was like, damn, like, what? I just made like a couple $100 like that. And then mm-hmm. obviously went down to that. So I saw the potential in it. And if I stuck with it, I was like, dang, if I was on the right side of the market, I probably could have made some.
Mm.
So I had to dial down risk management, lot sizes, figure that out. And I'll be completely honest, it really wasn't until I left IML that I really started kind of, you know, like sharpening my tool, like getting my craft down. I literally got a DM on Instagram from a random guy. Shout out to whoever you are. I've tried to look through my DMs to find it, but he sent me a link to just a random like public Forex chat with probably like 35 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was free. And it was just people sharing their like trade ideas and this and that. And I met a guy in there who was sending like crazy US 30 profits, like crazy US 30 profits, flipping accounts and stuff. And I was like, dang, this is what I need to be doing. Mm-hmm. So now looking back, like I should not have been doing that. But I thought that was so cool. So I hit him up. We became like close friends. He showed me how to trade and we started like doing little business stuff together. And he really like helped me. I still talk to him about today about how he showed me how to close partials.
Wow.
There's one day that like we were floating profit. He's like, oh, you should close a little bit. I was like, I think somebody go. He's like, no, just like close partials.
Mm.
Like, what is that? I mean, close partials. Like, no, like you can like, take the lot size, take a couple lots out, put it in, like secure your profits and put the rest break even and just risk-free trade. So just little things like that really helped me gain my craft. And then, you know, back to talking about profitability, I've said this before, but there was a time where I definitely thought I was profitable, but I wouldn't have considered myself profitable now looking back because, I mean, I just wasn't doing the things that like I do nowadays that I think a professional trader should be doing.
Mm.
I think I was getting lucky. If you think that trading doesn't have a little bit of luck in it, like, it kind of does. And I just feel like if you think you're profitable because 1 month you're getting a $3,000-$4,000 payout from a prop firm, then that next month you're blowing your account, that's not consistent. You're not consistently profitable, you know what I'm saying?
You preaching right now, bro.
Well, when people talk about withdrawals too, like, oh my God, look, I withdraw 10K. It's like, damn, you didn't show that 20K you lost before, didn't you know what I'm saying, on that same account. So it's like things like that, yes, you could show that and like think you're profitable, but like what is your P&L at the end of the year? Was your P&L at the end of the month? Like, that's what I pay attention to. And I preach to my group all the time is like, guys, like, there might be a week that I only take like three trades or two, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I know that I'm going to be profitable at the end of the year because I have such like a systematic strategy that is going to take me there. You trust the process. So, yeah, like, that's what really like had to get me to where I'm at is just dialing down my trading plan, stop taking stuff that I knew wasn't part of my trading plan, and just being consistent. And, you know, now I'm here.
What you just said is so true, bro, because I recently had a talk with, like, some traders that I've just been growing with over the years, and I was telling them, like, we were talking, and I was like, bro, like, I really think that, you know, that 2022 that I talk and brag so much about, like, I really think that I was just gambling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just knew how to manipulate the risk to make money. You know what I mean? And you saying that, like, it's so true because I, like, 1 month I'll trade a breakout. Next month I'm waiting for retest. The next month I'm holding trades. It's just all of this stuff. But I was just like, I just knew how to manipulate risk enough so that I didn't get stopped out to then make a certain amount of profit and get out. And so just because you are making consistent withdrawals doesn't mean that you're following and you're executing the right way. It doesn't 100%. Mean that you're actually profitable. It's just working right now.
Yeah.
It's just working.
It's just working. And like you said, I mean, I really hate the idea of, like, because I used to do the same thing, bro, where it's like one week breakouts are working.
Yeah.
But then that next week they're not really working. So, okay, I'm going to take like a liquidity grab, like fake out to then take it back in the range. And it's like, if I'm consistently profitable trading across four strategies, cool. But then, like, that's what I was talking about, how, like, I was, like, profitable,
mm-hmm.
but I was doing different stuff that I was, like, you were getting lucky, bro. Like, you're trading so many different things. Like, you really weren't doing the necessary things. Like, now, my strategy is so systematic. I got two type of, like, entry type, like, things that I look for. And if neither of those, I'm just not trading. Like, I'll sit there for hours and just, like, be chilling.
I mean,
straight chilling, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, guys, trading is a numbers game. And I think another thing that, like, we should talk about that I always try to preach is if you have a job where you're making $4,000 a month or something, and then you get like a 100, 200K funded account, and you're making like, I don't know, basically what I'm trying to say is that, like, you don't need to be risking $2,000 a trade. If you have a 200K, you don't need to be risking that 1%. If you know that that 1% is 2K and you only make 4K a month, like, yes, it's cool. You can make 2% and then make the same and get a withdrawal, but it's like, lower your risk a little bit, risk like a 0.5%,
mm-hmm.
And compound those. Cause I always say, like, start with those small numbers and be consistent with them so that over time, those big winners are gonna hit and like the numbers are just gonna increase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally what trading is like, especially if you're trading like a live account, it's just like compounding that. And then over time, you're just, you know, doing a little bit bigger of a lot size, a little bit bigger of a risk. And then all of a sudden you're like, damn, I'm risking 10K a trade now. Like, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of was with lot sizes. Like, bro, like, I used to throw 10 lots and be like, damn, like, I'm lit. And like, now I'm throwing like 30, 40 lots like on a given day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is like, it's beautiful. I love it. I mean, I love trading. I love getting better at it every single day.
Yeah, man.
And improving in every aspect, you know?
That's dope. So are you trading more prop firms now, or are you more funded? I mean, your personal funds right now.
So at the moment, my personal funds, but prop firms is what like got me here.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely making that jump. I definitely had success at the beginning with like small live accounts because I didn't even know what a prop firm was when I started in 2020 and stuff. It took me a while.
You start with FTMO?
I started with FTMO. Mm-hmm. And I always say it's my first challenge I ever did. I actually passed, which was really impressive.
That's what's up,
passed
man.
Passed it. I didn't get a payout on it. But I thought that was even cool because then like the couple after that was all blown, you know? So I was like, what did I do that first? You know what I'm saying? Lucky, like you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like we get lucky. So it's all about being consistent. But yeah, so I did prop firms. I started with FTMO, did that for a while, made the jump over to my Forex funds. And then, you know, I was funded 300,000 when they just went down.
Mm.
So that was like kind of like a big hit because that's what kind of made me switch over a lot more to personal funds.
I agree.
I was like, dang, like I just lost all that capital that was like, I had three different 100Ks. You know what I'm saying? That
and
like
you probably spent like a month or two getting that account.
You know what I'm saying? I had one account that I had for over 342 days.
That's what's up, bro.
So like, you know, like all I can attest to, like I was excited to go to my 1 year because not a lot of people can say that they've had like a consistent funded account for over a year.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, now it's been a year, so congrats, but everybody, but they're gone. So yeah, I had that. And then, like I said, when that went down, I've been doing a lot more personal capital, but now I work with like Clarity Traders, which is a prop firm, Mamba FX. So I work with them, and that's the prop firm I've been using now, and that's the prop firm I live stream for. And I have a 200K with them now. So
that's what's up, man.
Yeah. So just diversifying myself in different, you know, I like live account stuff. I like prop firms. I'm just figuring out how to like I said, improve. If I want to like up my risk management, if I'm trying to up my funding, whatever it is, because I'm always trying to improve. So like I'm trying to really think what that next step is.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
You seem so like trading for you seems like your child. Like you just love it.
Like, I love it because like you can't be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? Like I will never attest to being the best because I always will be improving. Like you'll see me, I can make the biggest withdrawal right now and I won't even say I'm the or whatever because I know 2 weeks later I'm trying to get a bigger payout. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I know there's a bigger fish in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? Like there's so, like with trading, there's so much money and like people that are doing so well that I look up to that I'm striving for that. I never will get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never will get comfortable.
That's so dope, bro.
Yeah.
You're a cool person.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
it. You really chilled.
Yeah. I try to be, bro. Like, I'm so positive. Like, I really do believe, like, whatever you put out, you get back. Like,
facts.
How you treat others is kind of a reflection of how you, of, like, who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would never treat someone else how I wouldn't want to be treated unless they did something to me. But that rarely happens because, like I said, I try to be so genuine and cool with everyone and, like, be so transparent with everything I do, even with trading. I think that's one of the reasons I got to where I'm at is, like, being super transparent. I try, like, on my live streams, I show, like, my live account. I show I'm with them if I call live trades. I don't sugarcoat anything. I don't, like, try and buy all this, like, flashy stuff and then go and flex into videos and stuff. Like, anything I buy, like, Rolex chains, whatever, it's not, like, it's on Instagram. It's not on YouTube. I didn't, like, go do it as, like, a clip or whatever. It's, like, for the longest time, I was afraid to even, like, wear stuff like this because of, like, where I come from and stuff. And I really realized that, like, I was, like, afraid to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy this. I'm not wearing this to try and flex. Like, I enjoy wearing, like, jewelry and stuff. And, like I said, for the longest time, I just was afraid to do it because I was like, dang, people are going to, like, be like, dang, he's flashy. Dang, he's being cocky. Like, and I got to the point where I was like, who gives a shit? Yeah. Like, I'm going to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not helping me out at all in my life. So why would I care what you think? Like, you know, so that's just kind of the mindset I have as of now.
Man, you going into a whole other area that's like,
yeah.
Because let me tell you, man, like, especially with what we do, and I want to get into the podcast, right?
100%.
There's a lot of opinions, you know, when people see us bring on a guest, they associate that with, oh, I got my arm around this person's neck and I'm endorsing everything they do, how they live their lives. But when they watch the news, and they see somebody on CNN, they don't necessarily associate the CNN brand with that person. They just see it as, hey, they're interviewing this person and they're giving them an opportunity to share what they believe.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times people expect us to be the gatekeeper, right?
Yeah.
And so with that being said, there's so many different opinions and suggestions, but you got to have that mindset that you just said, like, I'm having these conversations because if the cameras were off, I would still want to have a conversation with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I would still want to have a conversation with that person. It don't matter how you feel about it. And it doesn't really matter if a person who's talking to me can be completely lying about everything, right? But I can take everything they said to motivate me to level up.
Yep.
And if they're lying, that's sad on them. But what they just said just helped me level up. And it's hard to get people to like see that, you know, because bro, half of everything we see is a lie. Like, let's just be real 100%. In life. Like, let's forget trading for a second. Half of everything we see on TV is a lie. Half of everything we hear is not the full truth. You feel what I'm saying?
Believe none of what you see and only half of, or I'm, believe none of what you see and I'm only half of what you hear. Or
no, what you hear?
Believe none of what you hear and only half what you see.
Bro, like Ali said it, like it's the Bitcoin thing. Yeah. If you're hearing about something consistently, if it's put out there, bro, you're getting half of the story.
Yeah, too good to be true.
It's too good to be true. Yeah. So what we have to do is, going back to what you said, what do I like?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want out of life? How do I want to live my life? How can I find the resources, the motivation, the inspiration to help me get what I want? And leave and forget everything else. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so the No Limit podcast.
Yeah.
How did this?
Bro, I love that you brought that up. Thank you so much. Like, that's so awesome that you brought it up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So like, how did this come into?
Yeah. That's so awesome, bro. I haven't really been doing a lot on this podcast, but one thing that like I want to say to everyone out there is do stuff you're uncomfortable with. I was so afraid to start the No Limit podcast because I stutter. I haven't really stuttered too much like today, but when I like talk, I talk to you, I think faster than I can talk.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just bang it out in my head. Like I just
that's
so
that passion,
ideas,
bro.
Yeah.
You got passion.
So, like going off of that, like I was so afraid to start it, but I mean I did. So basically, I did, like how it started was I started YouTube, I started live streaming, and I started getting traction, and I didn't really. I mean, I dropped a couple YouTube videos, but they weren't really like doing that many numbers. They weren't really like doing anything. I was like, how can I be different and start something that like could potentially be big in this industry? And I had some connections. Like I knew some other big traders that I was like, you know what? Like, what if I just like start a podcast, interview them? And like you, like that's what a minute ago, I was like, you're preaching is because you were like, if the cameras were off, I'd be asking the same questions.
Yeah.
Because like that's how it is with every person I interview. Turn the cameras off and I'm enjoying the conversation. Like it's because I want to get to know you. There's so many people who ask me on my podcast, but if I don't see like a a way that like and this might sound cocky or whatever, but like if you're not helping out the community in any way, that's why like when I said to you, thank you for everything you're doing for the industry, it's huge, bro. Like it speaks volume because like you said, one person can say that one thing that'll change your entire life.
Facts.
And I hear that all the time. Like getting to hang around people like, you know, like Ollie Trades, one of my best friends, like he said, like he'll have like little quotes and stuff that I'm like, damn, like god damn it. I was like in my head, I'm like, you know, not trying to like tell him that was a good quote, but I'm like, I'm gonna hold on to that one. You know what I'm saying? Just because it like I said, one person can say that one thing that completely changes your trading and your life completely. And I say the same thing with like strategies where like, you know, Holly could sit down and show you the same strategy, but we could explain it differently. And there could be that one little sentence that he said differently than me that made you understand it. So that's why it's super important to be able to go talk to other people, hear what they have to say. And then, like I said, be open-minded to what they have to say, because they might say something that you might think is wrong, but go apply it to whatever and see if it works. Because if something's not working for you, how are you going to fix it? You got to go try other stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got to change, you know, always trying to change, always trying to do that. So, started the No Limit podcast. Shout out to Dr. Dollar. I was like one of the people who like really put me on. He's like a big trader. I don't know if you know him, but he used to live in Miami. He lives in Texas now. Nice. But he was like one of the first podcast guests I got to interview. Mm-hmm. And that did the most numbers. You know what I'm saying? Did a couple thousand views. And I was like, dang, this is sick. And the ball just started rolling after that. And then I started meeting more people. Podcast started gaining more traction. I started like posting more on Instagram and being more transparent. Like I said, I feel like when I was trying to gatekeep and like I only was showing like on my Instagram, it was like only the trades I took the night before, only like the profits and stuff. I was like, that's not me. Like, I want to show my life. I want to show when I lose. I want to show like what I'm doing today. And that's when people were like, damn, he's just like a genuine, like just regular dude. Like, might as well just like see what he's up to. So I just like, I'm doing something. I just go live on Instagram. I'm just like, what's up, guys? Like, I try and tell everyone that like I'm no different than them. I just learned something that they don't know. And this is a crazy thing that like really hit me is that think about millionaires, you know, or billionaires, whatever you want to be, whatever. It's like, they just like knew a couple of things that you don't know.
That's it, bro.
You're a couple answers away from making that change in your life that you just, it's out there. You just got to go get it. So you can be in the same spot and be like closed minded and be like, dang, why aren't I rich now or whatever? Or you could get up off your ass and go do it and learn some stuff from someone. Cause like I said, I would not be where I'm at if I wasn't so open minded to like people who I thought were wrong, going and trying to like actually research into what they're saying or what's going on and being like, dang, like, all right, I understand. You know what I'm saying? It's a big thing. There might be someone who trades like how I hate, but I'll dissect it and I'll go into it and be like, dang, like what can I learn from this to like, cause it obviously works for them. So what can I learn from this to like see how it can benefit me in any way? You know what I'm saying? And I don't copy anyone, but it's like trying to pick little things from certain people and like apply it. But I feel like I just went on a total rant because you asked about the No Limit podcast.
It's been a long run.
I used to only do podcast episodes over Zoom, and then I got to meet this guy. What was his name? Ollie Trades. I don't even know. You might not know him, but he was the first person I did an in person podcast with, and it was just so much more fun. And it's just so cool to see how far we've come because, like, I'm talking like I borrowed a camera from like my grandma. Bought mics online and then like, you know, flew to LA to do it with no experience, no anything, just made it happen. And now, you know what I'm saying, got like way more gear now. I'm interviewing people who I used to look up to. I get to sit down with Calvin on the Forks beginner podcast. You know what I'm saying?
I get to sit down with you,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah. And it's just like amazing to see like the growth and what's been happening these last couple months or like the last couple years. And like I said, I've been training for 3 years, but I feel like it took me a while to kind of figure out where I fit in the industry, because a lot of people come into the industry and I'm like, are they going to be the big ego guy? Are you going to be like the guy who tries to be flashy or the freaking scammer guy, whatever it is? You know, there's so many different like people in this industry. And I was like, I'm going to be just me, and I'm going to be like the realest, most transparent like person that can be out there and try and help people. Like, that's why I do the live streams. The whole reasons why I do live streams, because I remember like I was in a dorm room dolo, straight blown accounts, no money to my name, with no other people interested in trading. No one to talk to, no, like just depressed, bro. Blowing accounts, telling like some of my friends what I'm doing, but they're not interested, they're not helping out, and trying to put on that front of like, oh yeah, it's going good. I blew that account last night. They don't know that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling them, no, it's going good. You know what I'm saying? But if I would have done that early, that might have not got me to where I'm at, because telling them I was taking losses, telling them I was failing, might have made them like kind of look down upon me and maybe like make fun of me or whatever, and could have made me quit. So like I'm glad about being a little quiet, but to say that none the least though, like another quote that I love is like thinking about how if you were to go back in time and change something that you're like, dang, I don't like that in my past, well, if you took that out, you wouldn't be who you are today. So I really try and like take everything that happened to me in my life as like an opportunity and a lesson to like why I got to where I'm at now. Even if it was like the worst time of my life, mm-hmm. it made me who I am. So I can't really like hate on it.
No. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's a good perspective to have, man. You know? So this podcast has allowed you to sit down with some people that have inspired you, have encouraged you. It's pulled something out of you that you didn't think you have, you know, you publicly speaking, being in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So for you, like, where do you see this podcast going and where, like, what levels do you want to take it to?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question because, like, I want to take it. So, I mean, dude, I mean, there's so many ways, like, there's so many things I've thought of like, what I want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is, though, is that, like, is about commitment. Because I'm someone who, like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it 100%. And one thing I haven't been doing as much lately because I've been so busy with, like, traveling and live streams and stuff is I haven't gotten to sit down and do as many in-person podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to think about, like, how I can either tweak it or do something different than what I'm already doing to, like, make a difference. I love, like, roundtable podcasts. I did my first one. You know, I sat down with, it was me, Tory Trades, James Storms, Ollie, Cy, Natalie, like, Huxley. Like, I did, like, a seven-person, which was so fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, and everyone, like I said, has a different story, has a different thing they can share. And like, I love connecting traders. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't know, let's say I know blah, blah, blah in Miami, but Ollie didn't meet them, or other way around where I didn't know them and Ollie introduced me to them. And it's just like creating these things, because like the Forex industry, I think, is still so small and it has so much potential to be huge. Like when people used to ask me back in the day, like, oh, why are you trading? Or my parents asking, like, you just asked about the podcast, where you want to take it to. I'm like, I just have this idea that like trading in Forex is so unheard of and such a skill set that I believe everyone should learn.
Yes.
That if I can be like in here at the beginning, trying to be an entrepreneur, like a, not an entrepreneur, but like a pioneer mm-hmm. of the industry, then, you know, I'll reap the benefits later on. As of now, I want to help everyone as many people as I can mm-hmm. learn about it. That's why with the live streams, it's like, dang, if I can get on and teach 3,000 people a night, my strategy and how to get in and out of the markets, like that's gonna help them out. There's $7 trillion of trade a day. Do you think I'm gonna lose money by helping these people make a little money?
No.
No, there's enough money to go around. So yeah. I'm just gonna try and help out as many people as I can, you know? Like I said, you wanna treat others how you would like to be treated. And I look back to the beginner trader of myself
mm-hmm.
who, you know, I couldn't buy courses. I couldn't pay for those one-on-ones. So like, I wish I had someone to go sit on live stream and ask the question, hey, like, what did you mean by this? And then be like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. I'm totally okay with doing that. I do it for 3 to 4 hours a night, you know what I'm saying? For free on YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
And so learning is better that way because they're watching you analyze, take trades. Yeah, it's right there, bro.
Yep.
And then they can just chime in. Why did you do this? Why did you look for that instead of this entry? I love that.
That's why I think like having my Zooms, I do daily Zooms for my trades.
Mm-hmm.
I think having that is such like a benefit thing because you're trading with me live and understand I'm going, no, I'm not getting in here because of these. Or yes, I'm getting here because of these. So that like, let's say the next day, if for some reason I can't go on Zoom or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you just, the day before you learned like why I didn't get in or why I didn't get in or why I did. And you're able to apply that to current market conditions and go, all right, I see that. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I'm picky. I have such a systematic strategy where it's like, it might line up a little bit, but if there's one thing off, like then that's still not a part of the plan. It has to cross off all the objectives of my training plan for me to, you know, want to take it. So
that's really good. Where did you get this discipline from? Because you talk a lot about being self-aware that, man, I'm just gambling right now and I need to get on a set plan. I have, earlier you spoke about you have this step-by-step system. You have two different entry setups that you look for. Where did you get this discipline from?
Inspiration from a lot of people I look up to for mm-hmm. sure. I definitely did like that whole like, you know, when you start losing and trading or whatever, everyone does the dive into like the David Goggins and the Andrew Tate like videos where like you just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You just put headphones on and listen for like so long about what they had to say about discipline and like how to be different, like how to change as a man, how to do that. Like I take those things to heart and I listen. Like I said, with like how I go on a run and listen to your podcast to learn something. Same thing with those where like I'll do the same thing. I'll put them in because I'll get zoned out. I'll listen to what they say and be like, dang, like that hits different. Like if you know, like people could look at me and be like, dang, like he's profitable. Look at it. He has all this money and he's traveling around, like whatever. It's like, I'm never gonna be comfortable. Like there's always ways to improve. And to me, listening to those things and getting inspiration is what's gonna push me. So I don't really think there's like one sole thing that helped with my discipline because I'm gonna be completely honest. discipline something I'm working on. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't even, like I said, I'm constantly trying to get better. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get more disciplined because I know that there's way that I can be better. Yeah. I wouldn't pinpoint it to one thing. I think it's just like, once again, losing. Yeah. When you lose for so long, it's like, what can I do differently that's going to help me win? If you're a breakout trader and you lose for 2 years straight and I'm telling you like, oh, I trade supply and demand and order blocks, like come, and you go, I'm not learning that.
Yeah.
Bro, you're losing for 2 years doing this thing. Be open-minded. Try something else. It might work for you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. I was training breakouts for like the first beginning, was failing, made the switch over where I was like, what's the first thing when you learn how to trade?
Mm-hmm.
Buy low, sell high.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I buying high and selling low when I'm breakout? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to explain it as. And like, you know, people can laugh at smart money concepts and people who like make fun of like, oh, your stop loss is my TP. But it's like literally, it's like where you're getting stopped out is my TP. Like, I swear, like, like I'm getting in when you broke out on that liquidity grab and I'm taking it to your stop loss. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like so call your broker.
Man, Luca, I think, and I had this discussion yesterday with a friend, on the learning process, I think sometimes we're so focused on the end result. So for instance, like there's a trader, they know that they have a nice personality or a unique or an attractive personality. And they like, okay, as soon as I master this trading thing, then I'm going to start my mentorship. And they have all this stuff figured out, right? But the problem is, as they're developing and growing as a trader, they want to figure out and make their own strategy. Mm. And they're so locked into, I got to make this work. Going back to what you were saying, but what you're doing isn't working. So why don't you want to hear about order blocks? Why don't you want to hear about this, right? And so I think sometimes what stops and hinders us traders is that we're so focused on trying to make something that we created work or how we think it should work, work instead of taking heed to, yo, this person has something and it's working for them.
Yep.
It's working for them.
Yeah.
And they're free to live their life, go about their day. And they're like, the trade is just working for them while they're doing other things. You, on the other hand, you're up all night. You're biting your nails. You're blowing the candlestick. I know you saw that reel where the guy was blowing the candlesticks. Yeah. You're blowing the candlesticks. You're emotional. You're throwing the TV. You're mad at your wife because you are failing, right? Everybody know when you're losing trades because you got attitude with everybody, right? Instead of just saying, you know what?
Let me try it out.
Yeah, what I'm doing, it isn't working. And so the conversation I was having with my friend was like, bro, we got to understand at the end of the day, it's about the bag. And if you have something, if this person has something that's making the bag and it resonates with how I live my life and that trading strategy fits my life, dude, I'm going to use that to get the bag.
Yeah.
Now, once I get the bag, then I can do all the other business stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I'm thinking about all of that stuff while I'm trying to learn how to get the bag, I'm going to forever be in this cycle because I'm trying to think too far ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I just love you brought that up because like, I kind of like paused in the middle of you like talking because you know what I just remembered? Like that switch that you just were talking about like being open-minded and making that switch from however you were trading to like looking at someone doing good was learning the three step from Doyle.
Mm.
And this is awesome because I just clicked in my head. I was like, bro, you got to interview Doyle.
Yeah.
And that was such an amazing interview. I got to, you know, Doyle was the coldest on the 5-minute chart. You know what I'm saying? He claims to be. And like, I'll tell him that, you know what I'm saying? I'll give him his flowers because like I said, I was learning from all these different people, came across Doyle, kind of understood. Like I loved trade on the 5-minute. I loved the lower time frames. And yeah, it was like once I got that kind of click of the certain things he was saying, like I said, one person can explain something in a way you're like, oh, damn, I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of was what it was with Doyle was I was like, he kind of talks how I talk where it's like, stop all that BS, like doing that, like really, bro, like focus on like you, focus on what you got going on. Block all that energy out. That's why I love Doyle too. You know, so you don't mess with anyone.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, dude, just being open-minded, figuring that out. Because like I said, if I didn't make that change, I probably would still be struggling. But it's taking something, working on it for like a long period of time until you can critique it to then fit you. And then, like, if I'm being completely honest, I always like will say how trading is a game of probabilities. And it's like if you have a strategy that you know is going to win 70% of the time, you got to take those 10 trades and let those 7 play out. You know what I'm saying? Yep. But you got to have your entry criteria and your exit criteria. Facts. A lot of people do not have an exit criteria, which I think is like a really important thing because like you know how you're going to enter, but then your emotions is what getting you out of the trade. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'll be up 1, 2, 2, whatever it is, and you're like shaking. You're like, oh my God, do I close? Where nothing on the chart is telling you to get out. and you close and you go, damn, I would have made 5% last night, but I only made one because I closed.
Yeah.
I tell them, someone went to tell me that, and I go, why did you close?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I was happy with the profits. It's like, it's good to be happy with the profits because, like, you know, secure money.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I even honestly like got from a lot from Ollie too is that like you should be getting in here and you should be knowing where you should be anticipating where price is going to.
Facts.
Like there's an area and a target you think it should be going to, especially when you're trading order blocks or supply and demand. If I'm taking like a 5-minute demand, I am looking for the most probable supply that it is heading to. Where's liquidity sitting at? Where's price possibly heading to? And then it's just like I said, I'm figuring out over data. Like guys, we have TradingView that has years. In years of data,
facts.
Get off your lazy and just backtest it, bro. I've been backtesting for 3 years, and a lot of people, even Doyle will say he doesn't like backtesting because like once you have it, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't backtest as much anymore, but my entry criteria and my exit criteria comes from backtesting.
Yeah.
My exit, I just dropped a YouTube video about it, about how my exit strategy. But should I just like talk about it or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I might as well. Guys, this is sauce. Yeah, I'll drop some sauce. So like,
go ahead, get saucy for
there's us. Different entry, like, or like I'll just do examples because it's kind of like mm-hmm. I talked about my YouTube video where it's like, go pick a strategy, go back and backtest it, take those entries and then pick three different type of exit strategies, backtest it, write down each exit strategy, what that percent made. And at the end of the month, which of those exit strategies made the most, and then do that for 3 years.
That's beautiful.
That's literally what I did. You know what I'm saying? Because there might be a month where, so I have a certain one out of the three that I do. Mm-hmm. All three of them is what I kind of used to do. Mm-hmm. But one of them is now like, and everyone on my live streams knows what it is. But like I said, for 1 month, it could not work and there could be a different. But I've backtested for 3 years and I know at the end of the year, if I stick to this one extra strategy, because my entry strategy is going to stay the same, but it was for the last like 6 months defining my exit strategy that really like started upping my like, you know, because I backtested it going, you know what? I mean, I'm just going to say it. So like I use the 8 SMA. I use the 8 smooth moving average.
Mm-hmm.
Gives it room to breathe. A lot of people don't like indicators because, you know, if you can't trade a naked chart, you shouldn't be trading.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to my entry, if I hit TP2 or whatever, I'm up to 1 or 2, I then close once the price closes back below the 8 SMA. And you'll see why. Go backtest it. Once it closes back, I might be up 1.5%. I might be up. I didn't catch that 1 to 2, but I was able to close that 1.2%, and I didn't just put stops to break even. I didn't get hit break even, and I didn't secure the 2%.
Mm-hmm.
I secured once it closed back below, which might have been for 1%, 1.2%. There might be a trade I only hit TP1, 1 to 1,
mm-hmm.
and then it closes back below the ASMA at a 0.2% win.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win. It wasn't break even. It wasn't anything. So like I said, I did this for 3 years of backtesting and then understand, all right, if I continue to do this, I will be up. I have the chance to be up this percent at the end of each month, at the end of each year. And it's been working. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a reason why I'm doing what I do and why I preach it. It's not just because I want to just talk, try to lie to you guys. It's like, I've been doing this long enough where I know that like that to me with my strategy is what's going to get me the most profits out of the market. And what are we trying to do at the end of the day, guys? Trading's fun, but what are you really trying to do? Why'd you start trading? For that freedom and for that money. So it's like, you know, try and figure out ways to get more money. I don't know how to say. So I want to talk about that exit strategy because, you know, you got a big audience out there and I really hope that like clicks with you guys is that pick a couple of different exit strategies, go and backtest it, and then figure out the one that is getting you the most returns out of your strategy and stick with it. Why are you going to go do other stuff? Write it down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
When you're about to take a trade, read your trading plan, however many things it is. If there's one or two things that are not on there, bro, sit back, trade tomorrow. It's chill. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and be okay with that.
Be okay with it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's one thing that I think, you know, kind of is hard being like a mentor and having a signals room.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you have to call something.
Which I really do hate.
But
bro, I feel like that just waking up. You know what I mean? Like sometimes 100%. You feel like, man, I woke up. I gave it energy. I got to get something today.
100%, bro. Like people just are afraid to like make a change. You know what I'm saying? Or put in the work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like guys, talk about that for hours. Like just put in the work, bro. There's no difference between me and you. Like I'm telling you, I just worked a little hard and I figured out things that you might have not figured out yet.
That's simply it.
You know what I'm saying? Like just keep going. I believe in you. You know what I'm saying? I believe in everything you got going on. And there's always new levels to it. That's why I call myself Luca No Limit. And I started No Limit Trading and I just, I don't want to be Luca FX or Luca Trades.
you know, whatever. No ceiling.
there's no limits to anything you can do in life. That was like when that clicked for me, I was like thinking of names to do it. I was like, dang, like no limit trading. I was like, there's like, I love trading because there's no cap. There's no limit to where I can take this. I can make as much money as I want. I can influence as many people as I want. I can do whatever I want in this industry. There's no limits to it. It's just me against me.
You know what I'm saying?
Man. That's all I really like. I'm trying to do. Make a difference in the industry.
No, you're doing that, bro.
Yeah,
you're doing
that.
And man, bro, we appreciate you for stopping by. Yeah. Let us know where we can follow the podcast.
Yeah.
Your social media, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys can follow me on Instagram at Luca No Limit. My podcast is called No Limit Podcast. I have a podcast page as well on Instagram. And then I post YouTube videos on my Luca No Limit YouTube, but I live stream on the Clarity Traders, which is Mamba FX's prop firm. I live stream there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday of every single week during London session. I go in there for 3 to 4 hours. I sit there and answer all your guys' questions. We have like one of the best communities around right now, in my opinion. Like everyone is so committed and like is so uplifting. My Discord's going crazy. Like I just love to see the positivity because like that's what I try and preach. Like I told you, like, oh, you seem like such a happy guy. It's like I'm trying to influence everyone to have that same like mentality and like persona and character of like, let's help each other get to the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's all lift each other up and get to that next level because, you know, why do it alone? Why not bring some people up with you? You know what I'm saying? So I always love it too, because people come to the live stream chat and like be talking trash or whatever, like here and there. Like I barely get it anymore. But before I even say anything, my guys are already bashing them. You know,
there you go.
I got soldiers, which is super important. But enough with that, bro. That's where you guys can find me. I just want to say I'm super blessed to sit down with you, bro. This is such a fun conversation, you know?
And bro, the genuineness of the information, like the information you dropped was solid. And for some people, they're there right now.
Yep.
For others, you're hearing it, but it's going to resonate with you maybe next month, maybe 2 months, maybe next year. But you dropped some solid nuggets about the mindset and what it's going to take internally to withstand this industry. Because I say this all the time. All you got to do, the key to this whole thing, you got to outlast the market.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
You just got to outlast. Just don't put too much money in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, bro.
You just got to, bro.
Yeah.
The emotions. Oh don't get gosh. Over emotional. You just got to outlast it in every area, bro. Financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. If you can outlast the market, you're going
to
make it, bro.
Just to add that real quick, just because it's super important. If you have not gone and passed an FTMO free trial demo yet and you've done 10 100K challenges, you haven't proven to yourself you can pass a challenge.
Yeah.
I try and tell that. I was like, go get a free FTMO demo. Pass even just if it's the first phase. You don't need to do it twice, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But prove to yourself, why are you spending all these thousands of dollars on challenges when you haven't even proven to yourself you can pass one?
Packs.
That's going to make you quit.
Yeah.
That's what's going to put your back against the wall, lose all your money, and make you quit trading. And you won't get to come sit down with Calvin on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
So. And I look forward to having you. I really do. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Calvin, a new trader, Luca No Limit from the No Limit podcast here in the building with us, man. Listen, guys. I hope that you stay encouraged, stay motivated. You can do it. You got this. Use these stories. Use these interviews. Use this as motivation to just push your vision for your life and for your situation to get better. It's your boy Calvin, a new trader. Luca No Limit. We look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet us there. You got to beat us there. When we pull up, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's our way of saying we believe that each and every one of us will be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care.
Bro.
And peace.
Thank you, bro.
My brother. Appreciate you, man.